Well, the Supreme Court has been back in session this week, and for the first time since her confirmation in 1993, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg hasn't been there. She is still recovering from cancer surgery. This week also included the first opinion from Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which, in contrast to his contentious confirmation hearing, was notably without controversy. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
So the actual decision Kavanaugh was writing for was unanimous. Uncontroversial. Is that by design?
Yes. By tradition, the newest justice, the junior justice, for his first or her first opinion, is assigned a unanimous opinion, one that's not terribly difficult, so that individual can start out with a relatively easy assignment, and that's what this was. This was a 9-0 decision on a rather technical legal point involving a question of the Federal Arbitration Act.
And is Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, who would have assigned Kavanaugh to write this opinion, is he treating Kavanaugh differently, do you think, than other justices, other new justices?
No. I think, as far as I could see, it's the same. But, of course, we don't know what goes on behind those red velvet curtains that we see in the courtroom. And I think it's pretty clear that the Chief Justice would like this to be as uncontroversial a term as possible. And so far, he's succeeded at that. It's not entirely clear that he will be able to continue to succeed because the Trump administration keeps leapfrogging the normal appellate process and bringing very controversial issues where it's lost in the lower courts up to the court and saying, please stay what the lower court did, block what the lower court did, and hear this case. And so far, it's been unsuccessful in that. But, you know, you never can tell.
How concerned is Chief Justice Roberts right now about just the image of the court after the Kavanaugh confirmation?
He's very concerned, and so is every other member of the court. And so all the other justices who have been out on the talking to various legal groups have made a point of saying that they respect their colleagues. They do not think that this is a partisan institution. They may have their ideological differences, but not their partisan. That partisanship doesn't reflect that. And even Kavanaugh at one point tried to walk back some of the more partisan things he said at his confirmation hearing. He said, perhaps I shouldn't have said that in one of his public outings.
Mm-hmm. What about his voting record so far? There was the Planned Parenthood cases. The Chief Justice and Kavanaugh sided with the liberals on the court in passing on taking a pair of cases. This was seen as kind of interesting that he sided with the liberals.
Right. But this is not a question on the merits. This is a very technical question where two lower courts had said, yes, Medicaid recipients can challenge a state's laws barring individual providers like Planned Parenthood from receiving federal aid. So this is a very technical question, and they took it up to the Supreme Court, and the court passed on it 6-3. Justice Ginsburg voted from her hospital bed on the day she had surgery. She participated in that case and also voted in that case. The only one in which Kavanaugh has sided with the conservatives and Roberts, the Chief Justice, sided with the liberals, to prevent a case from being heard, was one of the asylum cases that came up to the court. That doesn't mean these cases won't come back. It just means that for now, they're passing on them.
Mm-hmm. What about Justice Ginsburg? How's she doing now? She's been absent from the court this week.
You know, it's probably good for her that she didn't decide to sit on the bench. She is participating in cases by reading the briefs and reading a transcript of the oral argument. And the Chief Justice says that every day just before the oral argument, that she'll participate. So she's working from home. But, you know, when I was researching the thoracic surgery that she had, what all the leading surgeons that I spoke to said is you can get back to work within 2 weeks, which is what she would have had to do. But you want to be careful not to take one step forward and five steps back. So she's not, probably, would be my guess, is not going to sit at this sitting, which is a 6 days over 2 weeks. But after that, there's also a 3.5-week gap. It's called the writing period for the winter session. And I would imagine that she'll use that time to recoup and that she'll be back in February.
Well, and I'm sure this is very difficult for her after watching the documentary RBG, which you are basically a co-star of. It's clear that she is a workaholic. She does not like missing anything when it comes to her work.
Well, that's true. But this is the better part of valor, to stay home, mm-hmm. get strong, and come back. And yes, her record is broken, but it's a big deal. You know, so what? You know, if she had gone to court, and we had a conversation like this in the press room, if she had been there, she'd sort of toughed it out and gone and had hesitated at all in a question or seemed to get very tired or looked terribly wan, we would have all written about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. La, da, 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 da. And so it was probably smart to stay home.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, I have not yet seen On the Basis of Sex, the new movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but I did see RBG, and if you haven't seen that, check it out.